You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk about this internet debate that was going on, Jer, about the dating.
Yeah, it was making the rounds yesterday. This guy had a question. I think it was posed on Reddit or something, talking about how wealthy he was. He's extremely wealthy, but yet out in the dating world. And he was wondering if he was doing the right thing by withholding that information when he was out with dates. He's like, I've gone on dates with various ladies and, you know, dates where we've gone out four or five times, but yet I still have not told them the amount of money I have. And is that right? Should I continue to withhold that information so they start liking me for me?
Rather than for
that fast stack of cash, you know, that he's got. So that was the big debate going on yesterday.
I don't consider that a lie, though, do you?
It's not a lie.
He's just not forthcoming.
He's
and why
not
would
forthcoming.
He be? I mean, do you have to give your income or net worth on a date?
I would.
Other than that classic time where I had
not.
A woman ask me.
Right.
She said she wouldn't go out with me unless I made more money than her.
But it's like, you know, after the fifth or sixth date, you're really getting to know somebody. I think they maybe start getting an inkling if they see what you're driving or where you live. Unless you're one of those people that, you know, it's the guy next door that's worth, you know, $5 million and you have no idea because they're very frugal. He could be one of those type of guys. But yeah, do you mention any of that?
I think in internet dating, it's nobody's business, really.
It's probably nobody's business until you are very, very involved in that relationship.
So I'm not sure if that's a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
What are the lies that our listeners have either told or been told when they've done internet dating? I would love to see
I would like that, too. I'm trying to think right now if I was out in the dating scene, what I'd be lying about. I mean, for us, probably our job to begin with. You wouldn't talk about what you do. You'd have to make something up.
Yeah, my friends know that when we go out, I don't ever talk about the radio side. If anybody asks what I do, I say I'm a writer.
Yeah.
And if people say, well, why do you do that? It's for Jer will back me up on this. When you tell people that you do a morning radio show when you first meet them, and I mean this kind of loosely, but they want you to perform. You know?
Yes.
They're wanting you to be on. They're like, oh, say something like you do on your show. Oh, talk like you do on the radio. It's like, I'm not a
sideshow. I'm not here to perform.
Monkey for, you know, dance monkey, dance. I'm not going to do that. And so I never, because people just talk to you differently.
They do. Or they go, oh, I don't listen to the radio, which is kind of a bullet. and then you ask what they do and they're like, oh, well, I work at Target. And you're like, then that's when you go, oh, I'm a Walmart shopper.
Mm-hmm.
Love doing that.
Yeah. So I don't know. What's a lie that we would tell?
Maybe, you know, if you're if you got a rap sheet.
Okay.
If you've been
Again,
in prison.
Is it a lie? Unless they ask, you know, straight up.
I don't know if we should be couching it as lies then. Maybe it's just things you know don't divulge until you're, like, engaged. Maggie just wrote in on my Facebook. She says, boys, I have a large stash of cash from an inheritance, but I never bring it up on dates. Same as this other guy. I want men to love me for me. Not because I can pay cash for a house. she says, it'll be a nice surprise for the man that finally marries me. That's when I will crack the safe open. And that's from Maggie. So she's kind of doing the same thing with that guy on
Rick. I like that a lot.
That is awesome. Like, can you imagine, proposing and then finally marrying someone, and then they sit you down and they're like, hey, listen, I've got like an extra $350,000 tucked away I've never told you about. Like, what? That's awesome. That's kind of a special moment, really, between the two people.
You know, if you know that about the person, and then you have to act like you don't know, and then you have to act surprised when they tell you.
I can't believe it!
Yeah, since we've decided to get married, I might as well tell you I'm worth about $11 million. And you can go, oh my God,
what?
I had no idea!
I never went through your drawers while you were in the shower and saw those bank statements. I had no idea!
We want you to reach out this morning and tell us about the lies. And you can include the ones that you've told or the ones that you've heard in the dating world. where it took you X number of dates before you found out what they were BSing you about. And I'm wondering how many are going to say that they were married.
Or are currently married.
That's what I mean. They're like, they're going out and they're like, no. Yeah, and they find out that it was a total lie that they are married. I'm sure that happens a lot.
Probably.
But if we can get some others. So we're asking you, what are some of the best lies you've either told or heard in your dating world? So Ed wrote in and said, I have song lyrics tattooed on my arm. And on our first date, my wife said she loved that band. She has since admitted she'd never heard of them before we went out that day.
Liar. Liar.
I asked him which song, and I don't know it. So it's not even, that's not the important part of the story. What else is going on? We've heard from a couple of people. Let me read a couple of them for you. One is from Jan. She goes, I had a guy tell me he was a vice president at his company. And yet he would never let me meet anyone he worked with. I finally found out he was basically the lowest person on the rung at his office. Yeah, I'm a vice president.
VP.
Yeah. Carly's got a good one. This is just one of those head scratchers. She says, the best lie I ever heard from a guy was that he was from Europe. He never had any kind of accent at all, but swore he grew up all over Europe. I later met someone who knew him and showed me that he was from Indiana. They even went to high school together there.
False.
She says, to this day, I have no idea why he thought it was so important that I thought he was from Europe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, baby, I'm so continental.
Yeah.
I've got three. I got Tina, Gabe, and Becky, and then Josh is actually in the dating world, so I want to get his perspective on this. Tina said, information I withhold, boys. I have multiple speeding tickets, and my car insurance is through the roof. She goes, shh, that information is hush, hush. Gabe says, fellas, I have the opposite problem of all these people hiding the amount of money they have. I have no money. The amount of debt I have is insane, and my credit score is garbage. I never tell anyone because women would run, and I would get no lovin'. That says Gabe. And then Becky. Becky's pulling this one off. She says, boys, I lie about having kids. I never bring them up. She says, I've had a few times where the men have seen my C-section scar, if you know what I mean. And I tell them I had to have emergency intestine surgery.
Wow.
Don't mind that. I had to have surgery. Don't mind that. Don't mind that at all. What's that scar from?
She's not alone. There are plenty of people, both men and women, who do not reveal that they've got children at home. You know, they're a single parent.
Like Becky.
That's a big one for me.
That's a big one for you.
For the age group that I'm now dating, it's a big one for sure.
Yeah, but you know the interesting thing about that is I can see why on the first date they want somebody to get to know them.
Yeah.
But you can't let that lie of omission go for very long.
That one's going to be found out pretty quick. You're just in it for the loving then at that point, I think.
You are. You're in for the short-term relationship.
So that's happened to you, Josh, where you find out they have kids?
Not yet. I mean, usually with social media, it's pretty easy to tell now. But that's also another thing. If there aren't any, I mean, I'm dating 28, 29, 30-year-olds. And it's if you don't bring that up at least by the third date, then that's definitely a problem that I'd have. I'm like, hey, you got to know that. That's a pretty big deal in your life. So I would need to know that pretty soon.
Now, we do call you rich homie Josh because you're wealthy and you come from a very wealthy family. Do you hide that information on your dates?
It's harder to now in the line of work that I do. But yes, I don't bring that up. I mean, I had a family member pass away a couple years ago. I told you about this. But I had a family member pass away a few years ago and they left money to every individual family member. And it's a pretty significant amount. That when I got that and I see that in my life, that's something that I can look forward to. I haven't touched it yet. I don't need to. But it's one of those things that, yeah, I don't bring that up at all on my first dates at all because I'm like, I don't want them to know that. Because that is something that people change their perspectives on you right away if they know that you are any type of wealthy.
But if they...
What if they flat
if they go
out
with you a few times and they meet your family and they like go over to your family's house?
Okay,
or
yeah, but that's
them...
different than a first date.
But then, that's your family. Like they're seeing how successful your family is and not you necessarily.
I mean, if you say I can't go out with you because I'm going to spend the next week at the Broadmoor, I mean
post a lot of pictures from the Broadmoor.
They get a good clue pretty quickly about that.
Like, yeah, that's the thing.
What if they flat out asked you, though, on a date? Like, do you have a lot of money? Do you have, like, an inheritance? Or what would you say?
It depends on the date, but I might lie about it. If it's a first date or something, I'd be like, nah. You know, just kind of brush it under the table thing. Because, again, like I said, that'll change someone's perspective of you right away.
And then he grabs his Lululemon handbag and walks out of there.
You know me so well.
In your designer clothing and...